Chapter 5 Monte Verita. At first I wasn't worried. Anna wouldn't do anything foolish. I put together some food and water for the day and was about to leave when the old man came into the room. He saw immediately that Anna was not there and became very agitated. "It's all right," I said to him. "I'll soon find her."
"You'll be too late," he said. "If she reaches them, she won't come back."
And again he said something about the sacerdotessa and the great power they had.
20 years ago, my daughter went to them, and I haven't seen her since," he continued. "Other young women from the village were also called, and nobody saw them again. It's always been that way. In my father's time, his father's time, and even before that."
"Do you mean that there are people living at the top of the mountain?" I asked. The old man nodded.
"Oh, yes," he said. "They came here many centuries ago, but nobody has ever seen them. They live there, enclosed behind their walls. They've got power, and maybe they've got magic, too," he insisted. "It is rumored that the sacerdotessa of Monte Verita never grow old. They stay young and beautiful forever. They get their power from the moon, which they worship. Last night, I saw in your wife's eyes that she had been called," he said, very agitated, "and I was afraid."
I didn't believe him. It all sounded so strange, Victor continued. I took the path that the old man showed me, sure that I would find Anna further up the mountain, waiting for me. After a while, the ascent became harder, and an hour later, I'd still found no sign of Anna. I became anxious, but I struggled on for another hour through a natural tunnel on the mountainside. I came out of it, 50 meters from the top, and saw a monastery built out of the rock between two peaks. A high rock wall enclosed it, going down 300 meters to the next ridge, and above it, nothing but the sky. "It must have been centuries old," Victor said. "I've never seen anything more savage or amazing. It seemed to hang there, suspended. There were many long, narrow slits in the walls for light and air. There was also a tower and a great wall surrounding the monastery. There was no sign of life, and I couldn't see any entrance. I couldn't do anything but wait. I was now convinced that the old man was right. Anna was inside with them. I waited there all day, but she didn't come," Victor continued, looking into the fire as if he still couldn't believe what had happened. "When the sun got very hot, I went back to the tunnel. Later the sun began to set, and I panicked. I went to the wall and shouted, but the wall just echoed back my voice. Yet I couldn't leave. Can you understand that?" he asked, turning to look at me. "I felt obligated to wait. Night fell, and it was very cold. I walked up and down, trying to keep warm. When daybreak came, I felt cold and weak. I knew that I had to find food and drink. Somehow, I got back to the village. In my room, there was food waiting for me, which I ate. Then I fell asleep."